familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. But enough for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Find it hard, I'm telling you, find it hard to tell. People run in circles, it's so very, very.
If I was to tell you that one of the companies in Washington that that attorney set up is a medical coding research company, what if I told you Obamacare was set up for one reason and one reason only, and that's to traffic children? Obamacare. That's the only reason it was set up. What if I told you that they invested so much money, they built three supercomputers in the university in Austin, Texas, that a mother can go to her gynecologist, find out that she's pregnant, and the moment he puts in the code, the child traffickers are following that mother, their pregnancy, they know whether she's going to get an abortion, whether she has a live birth, they follow the kid through the first few years of school, they know if it's got blonde hair, blue eyes, or red hair, green eyes, or whatever. And what if they got blood type, DNA, all your medical records? So Obamacare coding system removed doctor-patient confidentiality from the United States and the world. Don't think it just happened here. It happened all over the world in every United Nations country when that was passed. We started it. So, it's a five-digit coding system with over 80,000 codes. We call it medical kidnapping in this country. If I have parents that have walked into Phoenix Children's Hospital, and they can be up there with talking to their doctor. Their doctor writes stuff down in his notes. He hands it to the medical coding expert in his office. She takes it. She puts it in the computer. CPS and the Superior Court of Arizona leases space in the basement of the hospital. A red flag pops up on the CPS agent's computer down there. She has every medical record, the home address, the parent's name, everything. She can cut, paste, put it on her documents, an order to remove, walk it next door to the judge, have him sign it, get in the elevator, be upstairs within 5 minutes taking the child.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. Ectolife allows infertile couple to conceive a baby and become the true biological parents of their own offspring. It's a perfect solution for women who had their uterus surgically removed due to cancer or other complications. With Ectolife, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. Ectolife is designed to help countries that are suffering from severe population decline, including Japan, Bulgaria, South Korea, and many others. The facility features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist inside the mother's uterus. A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year. Ectolife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. The pods are made of materials that prevent germs from sticking to their surfaces. Every growth pod features sensors that can monitor your baby's vital signs, including heartbeat, temperature, blood pressure, breathing rate, and oxygen saturation. The artificial intelligence-based system also monitors the physical features of your baby and reports any potential genetic abnormalities. The pods are equipped with a screen that displays real-time data on the developmental progress of your baby. These data are sent directly to your phone so you can track your baby's health from the comfort of your zone. The app also provides you with a high-resolution live view of your baby's development. A special section in the app allows you to watch a time-lapse of your baby's growth and share it directly with your loved ones.
reality is anarchy.
No, it's not anarchy, it's the opposite. Do you think bombing innocent civilians from the sky to protect them from violence is not anarchy? Do you think lending money that doesn't exist, called credit, and if we don't pay them back plus interest, they can take our real wealth, our homes and our land and our businesses and stuff? Do you think that's not anarchy? People dying of hunger in a world of plenty is not anarchy. We have anarchy now. So when we expand our consciousness, we have anything but anarchy.
A sobering study of the signed treaties and charters between Britain and the United States exposes a shocking truth. The United States has always been, and still is, a British Crown colony. King James I was famous not for just changing the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the first Charter of Virginia in 1606. That charter granted America's British forefathers a license to settle and colonize America. The charter also guaranteed that future kings and queens of England would have sovereign authority over all the citizens and colonized land in America stolen from the Indians. After America declared its independence from Great Britain, the Treaty of 1783 was signed. That treaty specifically identifies the King of England as the Prince of the United States and contradicts the belief that America won the War of Independence. Although King George III of England gave up most of his claims over his American colonies, he kept his right to continue receiving payment for his business venture of colonizing America. If America had really won the War of Independence, they would never have agreed to pay debts and reparations to the King of England. When Congress passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. President was made subservient to the King of England. The 13th Amendment is called the Title of Nobility Amendment and forbids U.S. presidents and their officials from using royal titles like king or prince or baron. For some mysterious reason, the 13th Amendment, which was ratified in 1810, no longer appears on current copies of the Constitution. America's blood-soaked War of Independence against the British bankrupted America and turned its citizens into permanent debt slaves of the king. In the War of 1812, the British torched and burned to the ground the White House and all U.S. government buildings and destroyed ratification records of the U.S. Constitution. One century later, a corrupt U.S. Congress committed the biggest theft in world history. They passed Paul Warburg's Federal Reserve Act in 1913, handing over America's gold and silver reserves and total control of America's economy to the Rothschild banksters. Most Americans still believe that the Fed or Federal Reserve is the government. It is not. The Fed is a privately owned banking system whose majority Class A shareholders are the Rothschilds, Warburgs, Kuhn and Loeb, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, Israel Seif, and the Lehman Brothers. This private banking cartel is the Fed and is never audited and never pays taxes. They print and design America's money, which displays their symbols of an Egyptian pyramid, a Masonic all-seeing eye, and the words "In God We Trust." Who exactly is the God they trust? They also collect American taxpayers' money through the IRS. Then they loan it back again with interest to pay for roads, bridges, and other public works. American presidents are handpicked and financed by these special interest power groups. Like George W. Bush, John Forbes Kerry, whose initials are JFK, is a member of Yale University's Skull and Bones Brotherhood. The Forbes part of John Kerry's name identifies his descendancy from Captain Robert Bennett Forbes, who was a drug runner for the Rothschilds' opium drug trade with China in the 1800s. Most U.S. citizens believe that the United States is a country and that the president is the most powerful man on earth. The United States is not a country. It is a corporation, and the president is president of the corporation of the United States. He and his elected officials work for the corporation, not for the American people. Since the United States is a corporation, who owns the corporation of the United States? Like Canada and Australia, whose leaders are prime ministers of the Queen, and whose land is called Crown Land, the United States is just another crown colony.
This is very interesting.
So a lot of you have been asking, how is it only that there's 20 to
30% NPCs when so many people fell for the COVID agenda? Well, I'm going to explain that to you, but first you have to understand how the CIA classifies us in order to actually realize what happened in 2020 and why so many of your family and friends that were seemingly normal people fell for the scam. So here's a graph of what the CIA classifies us as. So according to the CIA, you've got 20 to 30% NPCs, and I went into their psychology yesterday. Then on the other side, to balance it out, you've got the 20 to 30% of awake people who are aware of what's going on. Now, in every situation that the government has ever tried to push an agenda that wasn't for the people, the awake and the NPCs fight for something called the swing group. Now, what's interesting about this swing group is there's an array of people in there. You've got Republicans, Democrats, hard workers, not hard workers, blue collar, white collar. And the only passive. And they're also very docile. So what the swing group tries to do is they try and balance out between the NPCs and the awake, and they try and find their own place depending on which side is the loudest or has the most facts. Now, what happened in 2020 was they cut off the awake group completely and literally left the NPCs to prey on the swing group. Now, the swing group will usually go towards the side that's the loudest. And unfortunately, in 2020, because they didn't really have a secondary narrative from the awake, they all swung towards the NPCs. Now, most of them now have realized either being forced to be vaccinated to keep your job, or they've had side effects from the vaccine, they've realized that the NPCs are liars. So now they have joined the awake group. However, there's still a good chunk in the middle that's really confused as to what happened. They don't understand if the government actually lied to them, and they're not really trusting the awake side, but they're realizing that something is wrong. Now, it's this group that we need to go after, because that is the group that even the politicians go after during elections when you hear people say things like, oh, that's a swing state.
Welcome back. Were several Indian tribal girls used as guinea pigs? The report alleges that two American pharma giants' untested vaccine was administered to thousands of tribal girls without proper study and paperwork.
India was among the hardest hit after Bollywood celebrities were incentivized by the Gates Foundation to urge the public to submit to mass vaccinations. In 2009, tribal children were administered the HPV vaccine. Over 24,000 girls were told they were being given wellness shots, in many cases without the informed consent of a parent or a guardian.
The people that were administering these vaccines lied to the guardians of these girls and told the girls, oh, this is going to cure cancer, you're never going to have cancer. And these girls became severely injured. Some of them developed seizures, some of them developed cancer. And seven girls died, and there was no insurance, there was no assistance for them. And the Gates Foundation denied that it had been clinical trials. And it was so bad that the parliament in India created a task force. They studied it and they kicked out the Gates Foundation.
But India is a barbaric country. Things happen here in a very barbaric way. But I was surprised to find an American organization operating in broad daylight, doing things in a very, very, let's say, Indian fashion. And so the route I took was that I want the whole procedure to be investigated. The Indian Parliament formed a committee, and it was to me a rather surprising move, because you generally don't often have such a high-level inquiry into matters affecting poor people. And that was such an extraordinary report. I don't think Indian Parliament has ever come out with such a scathing report. And the government officials came up and said, we shouldn't have authorized this. We're sorry. We're not going to allow them again. And now they're back doing their same old tricks